Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Police are investigating if the killer behind a Sydney stabbing spree was targeting women. Six people were killed in yesterday's attack at Westfield Bondi Junction. Five of them were women. The 40-year-old man behind the attack, Joel Couchy, was shot dead by police. Queensland Assistant Police Commissioner Roger Lowe says they are assisting New South Wales Police providing info on the Queensland man.
Whilst the investigations are in their infancy and we're still conducting thorough investigations to assist New South Wales, I can say that the man has never been arrested by police in Queensland, nor has he been charged with any criminal offence.
Meanwhile, the family of a mum killed in the attack has thanked those who helped save her nine-month-old baby. 38-year-old Ashley Good was tragically killed in yesterday's horror attack while her baby was also injured. Her family has revealed the baby is doing well after surgery. They're remembering Ashley as an all-round outstanding human and so much more. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has praised the heroism of those that helped out.
It has been incredible to see complete strangers jump in, run towards the danger, put their own lives in harm's way to save someone that they've never met before.
An investigation continues with federal police now at the scene, while floral tributes are continuing to grow outside the shopping centre, including from the Prime Minister. Anyone who finds this story distressing and needs help can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. To sport, Geelong remains undefeated after claiming a whopping 75-point win over the Roos today. North Melbourne coach Alistair Clarkson says they were simply out-muscled.
First 10 or 15 minutes of the game, game's just played predominantly in their half. They kicked three goals and set the pattern and the tone for the day, really, and we're chasing tail. So they're a good side and very, very experienced and mature bodies.
On the field now are the Eagles and Tigers at Optus Stadium. Last check, West Coast were leading by 39 points.